CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 2nd of September 2018. Here are the main headlines. Annual reunion of codebreakers. Respond now to Ofcom consultation. New exam standard appointment. Today, Sunday the 2nd of September, it's the annual reunion of codebreakers at Bletchley Park, including those who are voluntary interceptors. This event is organised by Bletchley Park, and more can be seen at www.bletchleypark.org.uk. Preparations for the next World Radio Conference, WRC19, are increasing. An important Ofcom consultation is nearing its conclusion, which includes key items on the future of 50 megs, wireless power and microwave bands. UK amateurs are encouraged to respond to Ofcom, highlighting the importance of current and potential innovations. The submissions deadline is Thursday the 13th of September. The RSGB has background on these topics on our WRC19 focus pages via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0902-A4alpha. The RSGB is pleased to announce that Mike Bruce, M0ITI, has been appointed to the RSGB Examination Standards Committee with the role of Examination Systems Review Manager. The responsibilities of this new role within ESC will be to manage the syllabus review and future updates, manage the question bank and interaction with exam system providers, and keep the RSGB exam web pages up to date with the changes. Mike obtained his full licence in 2013 and he has served on the RSGB examinations group since June 2016. Following the recent announcement in Radcom, a collection of over 50 historic amateur licensing documents is now online. It's hoped that it is both illuminating and of interest. Some documents, such as the original 50 MHz permits, are quite topical as we approach WRC 19. The current selection stretches back to 1946. Please feel free to contact the organisers if you have further historic material as they attempt to fill in the gaps. To view the documents, go to tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0902-B. The Yasmi Foundation has announced the elections of Marty Wall, N6VI, as the newest Foundation's director. The Board of Directors now includes Presidents N0AX, Vice President K4ZW, Treasurer W6OAT, PB2TOH2BH, K3ZOW6RGG, and N6VI. The Yasmi Foundation is a not-for-profit corporation organised to support scientific and educational projects related to amateur radio, including DXing and the introduction and promotion of amateur radio in developing countries. See www.yasmi.org for more information. Saturday the 8th of September is the annual Churches and Chapels on the Air event. Activity will be mainly 40 metres from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. using SSB. There's a list of stations taking part at www.wacral.org, and to get your event on the list, please contact wacralweb@gmx.com. A new build-a-thon has been announced for this year's National Hamfest, aimed at the younger person and those who are newly or non-licensed. This activity is being sponsored by the RSGB Legacy Fund. A place costs only £5, which is refunded as an RSGB book voucher if you complete the project on the day. As a bonus, the Hamfest organisers are offering free entry to those who book for the build-a-thon, so the £5 covers entry to the Hamfest as well. This project is Poldhu's Kit Red Ruth receiver. Help, technical expertise and all necessary equipment will be provided on the day. Many thanks to Poldhu Kits for their help in providing the kits. If you'd like to attend or bring someone along to participate, build-a-thon tickets can be purchased from rsgb.org/hamfestbuildathon, all one word. During the summer, the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park has been open 7 days a week. It'll revert to being closed on Tuesdays throughout September and the early part of October to enable essential maintenance to be completed. The Intention is to open on Tuesdays again in time for the school half-term holiday in October. Meanwhile, the NRC will be open each day, apart from a Tuesday from 9:30 to 5 p.m, which is in line with the Bletchley Park Museum opening times. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available free on a PDF format from the RSGB 5 Megs page at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0902-C4Charlie. This edition includes 5 MHz news from 8 countries, features the world of 5 Megs, the Wikipedia 60-meter band page, CEPT, a section on whether you monitor the UK 5 MHz beacons, useful propagation site for 5 megs, and readers' feedback from G4DWV. This year's International Air Ambulance Week will take place between the 8th and the 16th of September, with a focus on supporting and generating donations for flying medical services around the world. Whilst amateur radio operators are encouraged to promote the donation causes, it is requested that any donations generated go to the station's chosen local or national cause. Registration is mandatory, and all stations taking part will be issued a registration number that needs to be listed on the event website. A free series of awards will be available to those who support the event. All information and registration details are at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0902-D4Delta. The 22nd of September marks the 100th anniversary of the first wireless transmission between Australia and the United Kingdom. Messages were transmitted from the Marconi station at Warnfor in Wales and were received by Ernest Fisk at Warhunga near Sydney. As part of the centenary celebrations, the Wireless Institute of Australia will hold an on-air event that will run throughout September. State and Territory special call signs VI Hash Marconi will be active on a roster basis. In addition, the Hornsby and District ARC will be active as VK100 Marconi. Complete information can be found via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0902-E4Echo. The AO73/FunCube-1 satellite has been in space for almost 5 years now, and the original Sun synchronous orbit has now changed slightly, such that the spacecraft will no longer be in eclipse for 35 minutes every orbit. The eclipse period has already reduced and will again become zero on the 8th. This means the usual autonomous switching between transponder and eclipse and high-power telemetry when the sunlight will no longer be effective. It's been decided to have AO73/FunCube-1 initially operate for alternate periods of 1 week in either safe or educational mode. Full details, www.amsat.org/piper/mail/amsat-bb. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award is not limited to youngsters or newly licensed. In fact, it's open to anyone who recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2008, please send your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, by email to hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk to arrive no later than Friday the 14th of September. This prestigious RSGB award will be presented this year at the RSGB convention on the 12th to the 14th of October. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming weeks. Today the 2nd, the annual Telford Hamfest takes place at Ingenuity in Colebrookdale, Telford, TF87DQ. Numerous trader and exhibitor stands booked, and there'll be a variety of presentations from guest speakers in the Barbie boardroom. Darby, but it's D-A-R-B-Y. There will be an RSGB book stand. Doors open at 10 a.m. Admission £4.50 with accompanied under 16s at free. On-site catering will be available, and car parking facilities have been improved. Details from Martin G3UKV 01952-255416. The UKFM Group Western Repeater Group will be holding its AGM on the 3rd of September at 7:30 in the North Cheshire Radio Club, Morley Green Social Club, Morley Green, Wilmslow, Cheshire, SK95NT. The AGM and get-together of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Association will be held at the Brunswick Inn in Derby on Wednesday the 5th of September. It's RIOTA's Diamond Jubilee Year. The get-together will open at 11 a.m. and the AGM will start at 1:15. All RIOTA members are welcome to attend. It will be greatly assist the planning if members book places well in advance. Contact Ian Brothwell, G4EAN, via gensec at raota.org. On the 8th of September, Caister Lifeboat Radio Rally will take place at Tan Lane, Caister on Sea, NR35DJ. Talking S27, doors open at 9 o'clock, sellers gaining access from 8. There's also a raffle and on-site cafe. The event has disabled access. Contact Zane on 07711214490. GB5SH will operate from St Hilda's Church in Hartlepool as part of Churches and Chapels on the Air on the 8th. As part of Heritage Open Days on the 9th, it's expected that the station will be active mostly on 40, 80 and 2-metre bands. To get your event into Radcom GB2RS, please send us details as early as you can to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Hans PA3HGT will be active as 3 Bravo 8 stroke call sign from Mauritius. IOTA AF049 between the 4th and 24th of September. He'll operate SSB and possibly some digital modes on the 40, 20 and 10 metre bands. QSL via his home call, either direct or via the Bureau. Claudio HB90AE will be on the air as Sugar Victor 5 stroke call sign from Karpathos in the Dodecanese Islands. That's EU001 between the 8th and 20th of September. He's operating SSB and FT8 on the 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL home call, direct or via the Bureau Logbook of the World or EQSL, log search on club log. The 19th annual Route 66 on the air special event celebrates the historic US Highway 66. 21 amateur radio stations using one-by-one call signs from W6A through, it says here, meaning all the way through, W6U will operate from cities along the route between the 8th to the 16th of September, http://g6jbt.org for more information. Richard V2DX will be on the air as Tango Foxtrot call sign from the 2nd to the 15th of September from Reykjavik in Iceland on HF using CWSSB RITI FT8. QSL V2STN, either direct or bureau. Now for special events today, 2nd of September, the Radio Club of Binche will operate ON44WAR to commemorate the Belgian resistance during World War II. Activity will be 0700 to 1100 UTC. CW transmissions on 7 megs from a Paraset will take place on the hour for 30 minutes, followed by SSB, QSL, ON7RY, Direct Bureau or EQSL. Today, the 2nd Thames Amateur Radio Group will operate GB2MFM, commemorating the 73rd anniversary of the end of World War II. Activity will be from WW2 Pillbox at Wat Tyler Country Park near Basildon. The RSGB Region 8 team will host GB100RAF in the STEM Village, that's Science, Technology, Engineering and Maths, today, the 2nd of September, at the 2018 Port Rush Air Show Airwaves. Mid-Ulster ARC will provide their display trailer for the weekend, and RAF ARS members will facilitate the GB100RAF call sign. QSL information for GB100RAF is via G8FC, the club call sign of HQRAFARS. 2018 sees Christchurch Coventry celebrate its 60th anniversary. Open to replace the city centre building bombed out during the war, the Festival of Britain design exhibits many unique architectural features. To coincide with both Churches on the Air and Heritage Open Day, Quantum Amateur Radio and Technology Society will be running a VHF phone and HF FT8 special event station using the call sign GB6CCC. Visitors are welcome not only to visit the special event station, but also to look around at this magnificent building and climb the tower to see the vistas of Coventry. Further details, www.g7lfc.radio. XR208A, XR208B, XR208C, XR208D are the special call signs for the Discolo DX group celebrating the 208th anniversary of the first government junta of the 18th of September 1810. It proclaimed Chile an autonomous republic with the Spanish monarchy. They will operate SS BPSK 31 and FT8 on the HF bands throughout September. All QSLs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Philippe F5 PTA will be active as TM70 ONU from Lyon in France from the 1st of September to the 27th of December, celebrating the 70th anniversary of the United Nations General Assembly's adoption and proclamation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, QSL EQSL only. We're very happy to publicise your events on GB2RS, RADCOM and the RSGB website, but only if you tell us what you're doing. Please send details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as you can. 3 months in advance is about right for RADCOM. One of the requirements to special event call signs is that the station must be open to the public, so put our free advance publicity. So our free advance publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now for the contest news today, the 2nd of September, the RSGB's SSB Field Day ends its 24 hours run at 1300 UTC using SSB only on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, also ending its 24 hour run today, this time at 1400 UTC, is the 144 megs trophy using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The IARU Region 1 Field Day ends its 24-hour run at 1300 UTC today, the 2nd, using SSB only on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The IARU 144 megs contest also ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 2nd, again using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest ends its run at 2359 UTC on the 2nd, using SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange of signal report and your age, ladies, can send 00. Today the 2nd, the 5th, today the 2nd, the 5th 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, using all modes, 2 metres only, the exchange's serial report, signal report, serial number and locator. Also today the 2nd, the worked all Britain 2 metre QRO phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC, using SSB and FM, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. On Tuesday, the 144 FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI counties contest takes place on 80 metres between 2000 and 2100 UTC SSB only. The exchange is your 4-character locator square. The WADX SSB contest takes place from 0000 UTC on the 8th to 2359 UTC on the 9th using SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number, note EU stations work non-EU only. Next Sunday, the 9th, the IRTS 2-metre counties contest runs from 1200 to 1300 UTC using SSB and FM, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Please note the EI and GI stations will give their county. It's followed immediately by the IRTS 70 centimetre counties contest from 1300 to 1500 UTC, again SSB and FM, and the exchange's signal report and serial number. Note that EI and GI stations will also give their county. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Just after we filed the propagation report last Friday, we heard that a large sunspot had appeared. This pushed the solar flex index to 72. But more interesting was the fact that it appeared to have a reverse magnetic polarity to the rest of the spots in solar cycle 24. This means it may be the second spot seen of the new solar cycle 25. Time will tell, although this doesn't necessarily mean the new cycle is about to burst into life. We may still be at sunspot minimum for another 12 months or so. Also, last Sunday saw the KP index rocket to 7 due to the effects of an incoming high-speed solar wind stream. This was unexpected and caught space weather watchers unawares. It's now been linked to a coronal mass ejection that occurred earlier in the week that scientists didn't think would impact on the Earth. This just goes to show how hard it is to predict what the sun is going to do 1 week in advance. The CME knocked the bands for 6 last weekend with a virtual total lack of signals across HF most of Sunday. With this information, we are cautious about predicting what will happen over the next 7 days. What we can say is the sun is likely to remain fairly spotless, so the risk of solar flares is minimal. Sunspot number 2720, which did spark a number of flares on Friday the 24th, has now rotated out of view, leaving a fairly blank canvas. Maximum usable frequencies are therefore due to return to seasonal averages, with 20 and perhaps occasionally 17 metres providing the most HFDX. We're now moving towards the autumnal equinox, so north-south paths may also start to improve. We have to wait another month or so for an improvement in east-west paths, such as the UK to North America. Now, VHF propagation. Last Sunday's 10 gigs contest saw some excellent rain scatter propagation over the UK, with QSOs well into the 400 kilometre mark. But the next spell of weather is looking much more settled, with high pressure on the charts for much of next week. This could bring Tropo back to the agenda for most areas of the country at times. That makes a good week to get down to the multimode end of the bands on VHF and UHF. Remember, Tropo is relatively long-lasting mode, so there's plenty of time to make the QSOs, unlike sporadic E, which can be very transient indeed. Also, unlike sporadic E, Tropo tends to get better on higher frequency bands, so 23 sems is better than 70, which is better than 2 metres. The sporadic E station is just about over for this year, and although there can be openings into early September, they're hard to find and usually short-lasting. Our most predictable propagation source, the moon, is a positive declination all week and reaches perigee early on Saturday morning. So it's a good week for EME tests with long availability and low losses. The moon follows a 28-day cycle where the plane of its orbit moves from south of the equator or negative declination to north and back. Its distance from the Earth changes from closest or perigee to furthest or apogee. Currently, maximum declinations and perigee almost coincide, favouring stations in the northern hemisphere, but this difference drifts slowly. By 2022, this situation will have reversed and southern hemisphere stations will get this coincidence. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.